Tess Schwaber is a travel, as a principal travel consultant and director and founder of Travel Bug, who joins you every Friday to talk about all things travel related. Tess, good morning. It's Friday. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you, Ab? Good morning to you.
Fantabulous. Thank you so very much. And it seems like, you know, about 80 odd days ago, we were both sitting here having a conversation and looking to a bleak future of lockdown. And it seems these days we're looking at a brighter future where things may just maybe opening up for the industry.
Absolutely, Ab. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Things are slowly starting to open up, you know, especially after Ramaphosa's announcement earlier on this week. You know, there's hope for many more things to open up, especially in the tourism sector. And, we need it, hey? We need it to open up. We need people to be going out, to be spending their South African good rand, you know. We need it.
Spend the money. So countries are slowly reopening their borders, but do we have any clarity on if business people will be able to travel to South Africa from other countries, do you know?
Not yet. It's still very vague. You know, some people are saying it's not happening this year. Some people are saying it's September. So we are still waiting to hear. But Europe has started opening up and lifting their borders. Like literally overnight, they've all just started lifting their borders. But mostly only for internal travel within Europe. And so they're not allowing flights coming in from the US. Or they are allowing flights from the US, but only for European citizens. And they're not allowing flights coming from the East for non-European citizens. So, it's opening up so Europeans can travel within Europe, which is pretty cool. I'm a bit jealous and I'm a bit sad because us as a family, we were meant to fly to France tomorrow for a wedding for dear friends of ours. And now, of course, yes, I know, Abdul, I was so excited. We were going to do a show from France. We were going to do a show from Barcelona, you know, me and you chatting all about it. But unfortunately, that will have to wait till next year. So it is what it is. I'm not the only one. And, you know, at least we still get to go later on.
Yeah, I know. At least, you know what, there's some possibilities. Now, we've been unable to travel for quite some time now, but the prospect of being able to do so is really becoming of a reality. What is the word on the street? I don't know. Where do people want to go after the lockdown?
You know, there is no specific place. I've read like a couple, because there's a lot of travel bloggers and travel companies asking the exact same question, like, where are you dreaming to go to next? And it really is all over the show. It is, you know, it's from the main cities, like, oh, I can't wait to be back in New York or London, or it's a lot of people saying anywhere that's going to have the best deal. So whether it's going to be Thailand, you know, where the rand is a bit stronger, or whether it will be Greece, because, you know, they've always got great holiday packages. Or a lot of people say, you know, don't go overseas, let's support the local market. So that's what I would say people should do. You know, let's support the local market first before we start supporting all these other economies that are actually doing much better than South Africa. So go camping, go up to the Cedarburg, you know, go up the West Coast, go up the Garden Route. That's what I would say.
Just let's ask the question, though. I mean, do people feel safe to travel?
Yo, that is another question, Abs. I think there's such mixed emotions at the moment, like on the street, about this whole coronavirus thing. You know, some people are still being very conservative about it. They're still adhering to the rules, you know, keeping their social distancing. Where other people have, you know, you see a lot of people have become very complacent. You know, people kind of saying like, well, I must just get it and get it over with. So there's very much like a mix. And I almost think it's like a 50-50 from people that I speak to. Some are saying, you know, we must just get it and get over it and move on. And others are saying, no, we're still not leaving home. We've been very careful. So it really just depends. I think those that are eager to travel are just going to do it regardless.
Oh, man. Okay. So, Tess, we're saying, let's be positive. Things are looking up. Borders, okay, not borders, but, you know, things will be opening up and, you know, we're going to have to make do. There's traveling involved. Okay, I'm happy about this. So we're ending on a very happy note. But as usual, though, before we do anything else, your travel tip for a virtual travel tip for this week?
Oh, my word, Abs. I have found the virtual travel tip. So I cannot believe that I haven't brought this up yet. So there is a YouTube channel called Discover Puerto Rico. So Puerto Rico, of course, is, on the America side. And they are giving virtual salsa lessons. So you log in to the YouTube channel, they go live, and they give you a salsa lesson, and it's for you and your partner, whether it's you alone or whether it's you and your friend or your, you know, family member or your husband or your boyfriend, they give you a salsa lesson. And I mean, who better to learn salsa from the Puerto Ricans? So I think that is very, very cool.
I think so too. Tess, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation this morning. We chat again next week, Friday.
Yes, we chat next week. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Thank you so very much. That is Tess Farber, ladies and gentlemen, a principal travel consultant and director and founder of Travel Bug.